about the failed bridge vote yesterday in dealing with the construction of the new bridge from Detroit over to Windsor. Now, we had Senate Democratic leader Gretchen Whitmer on the program to give her side of the story. Several times I called and emailed Majority Leader Randy Richardville from the Senate, and we got no calls back, no emails back. So I would imagine they're a bit besieged, but we offered them an opportunity to give their take on what happened. This is thought to be a very stunning blow for Mr. Richardville because, as everybody knows, the R's control the House and the Senate. So not to get legislation through that Mr. Richardville wrote and that was supported by the governor must be somewhat of a blow for them. Let's get Kyle Malin, the editor of the MERS newsletter's take on this. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony?
Well, I'm doing very well. This is an interesting story, as I heard a lot of different pieces of information about this. I heard that a different bill was put on the desk of the committee leader, and he got in a huff and left. And I even heard a report that this wouldn't be taken up in vote yesterday, and it was twice and still wasn't able to get done. This is like a soap opera, so we're going to let you unravel this mystery.
Well, I think the bottom line is, Tony, is that the Republicans in the state Senate never really wanted to do this bill right now anyway. You know, these senators are getting besieged in their districts with these ads, and I'm sure you've probably seen them, the television ads that have been paid for by the Ambassador Bridge, who would be the net loser if we had a second bridge. And the ads, you know, don't paint this project in a good light, and I think they're even the Truth Squad has called them not accurate in any way, shape, or form, except for the disclaimer at the end. And so, you know, they're hearing from their constituents. They're saying this thing is a debacle. It's a loan. We got to pay it back. The taxpayers are going to be on the hook. And while none of it's true, this message has gotten out so broad and wide that the Republicans, who are already hesitant and believe that this would be public sector against private sector competition, you know, are just saying, you know what, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to vote on this. I don't want to have to explain this to the voters in my district. So they put a lot of pressure on Randy Richardville, and who supports the project and is one of only maybe six people in his caucus that actually support it out of 26. And so, you know, what ends up happening is, you know, just kind of the weight of the situation just comes crashing down. And I know the Democrats feel deceived, and maybe there was an agreement and maybe there wasn't. But at the end of the day, the Republicans just didn't want this to go through.
All right. Have there been, from your perspective, have there been any tax dollars used yet? Because Scott Hagerstrom from the Americas for Prosperity Michigan was on this program yesterday, and he said millions of tax dollars have already been used. You agree or disagree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's quantify these numbers here. We're talking millions. And he's accurate. I mean, there has been some planning dollars that have been that have gone to doing this bridge. But to build a bridge is not millions of dollars, Tony. We're talking $1 billion, all right? So, I mean, the number that we're talking about that taxpayers would really have to worry about here is, you know, $500 million, $1 billion, $2 billion. I mean, now we're talking real money. And the project specifically states, the bill specifically states, that the an authority that is being created to collect toll revenue would be responsible for paying back the bonds or the loan that it would take to build the bridge. So they're the ones who are responsible, not the state of Michigan. In fact, I read the new version of the bill 2 days ago, and it says in there twice that taxpayers are not responsible. It's on the authority, it's on the Canadian government, and maybe even the federal government, not the state of Michigan.
All right, so we know that, but Gretchen Whitmer on this program this morning said zero tax dollars have been spent on this issue, although she said it could be misconstrued by, I believe she labeled as Tea Parties, who have said man hours used for this could be construed as tax dollars. So,
well, yeah, I mean, you know, when we talk about transportation funding in the state, Tony, all the money comes from the federal government. I mean, we collect money from the gas tax, Tony, and we send it to Washington, and they send it back to us, okay? So it's a little confusing. And so Gretchen Whitmer is right in the sense that no state general fund tax money has gone to pay for the new international trade crossing project. Now, federal tax money has gone for some state planning and some staff time and that kind of stuff. But it's not like this has been a drain on the general fund for the last 4 or 5 years. It just has not.
All right. So where does the bill stand as we speak? Will it be brought up again this year, or is this going to be a 2012 project?
Well, the bill that was canned in committee yesterday is dead. But that doesn't mean another bill won't come back. And I think Randy Richardville had kind of hinted at that yesterday. You know, from my time in the legislature, it's been sometimes it's like the X-Files. I mean, nothing is really dead. You know, you think it's dead, but it's not really dead. So this is too big of a project. This is too important for Rick Snyder to be dead. I mean, remember the Obama health care debate? I mean, that thing was dead for a while, too, and then it came back to life and it passed. So I feel like this is that big and that it's such a high profile, number one or two on Governor Snyder's agenda, that ultimately something will happen. It will get done.
On the front page of the MIRS newsletter at MIRSnews.com, you write that the administration is hoping to advance the phase out of the personal property tax. Where are we here? And this is on industrial equipment in the coming. Explain that.
Well, the personal property tax is a special tax that is put on industrial equipment in the state. You know, like these big old presses that, you know, kick out car parts, for example. And there's a tax that's put on these pieces of equipment, and it's by and large used by local governments to help fund their operations. And it's one of the biggest impediments to the expansion of manufacturing in the state of Michigan, according to the Michigan Manufacturing Association, the Chamber, and whatnot. In fact, I was talking to one senator who was in the manufacturing business who told me that he would have rather seen the personal property tax eliminated before the single business tax back in 2007. But that's kind of beside the point. Where are we in repealing it? Well, everybody wants to repeal it in leadership, the governor, the Senate, the House. Everybody wants to repeal it. And they're working on ways to replace the revenue, the hit to the local governments, which have already been slammed by declining property values and a loss in state revenue sharing. And you know, the problem is you can't duplicate the process. And so the Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is leading the charge to get together a package that would at least substantially replace the revenue that the local governments are going to lose. Ending the personal property tax, because they feel like that's a very important piece to expanding business and improving the economy in Michigan.
Well, it's obvious that the bridge bill would have created a lot of jobs, so jobs is priority one for the legislation. What's going to be done from your perspective the rest of this year to try and create jobs in the state of Michigan?
Well, I think they believe that the personal property tax exemption will create jobs. And I think as far as economic development, that is going to be their number one focus.